Amen. Singing church. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us to be a part of this new year, and blessed us to be a part of, a member of, this new day. Where are you today? Right here. In the Lord's house. Come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Again, reiterating what we have said so many times before. Human beings are the only creatures that God created to live forever. Forever. And we are going to live forever. You say we die, yet the body does. The body does die. But we live forever. The body goes to the ground, we go back to the God who gave us. That's in your Bible. We've quite often referenced that fact. Want you to realize that you're going to live forever, and there's only two places that you can go. But you must obey His instructions while you are here to go to the one that's comfortable. The other one is very uncomfortable. We're delighted to see all of you who've come this morning, that we might sing praises to our Heavenly Father and worship Him in spirit and in truth, and study what thus saith the Word of God. Now, if I ask you this morning, what is your most prized possession? Just a few days ago, you had December the 25th. Probably get a whole lot of prizes. But the question is this morning, what is your most prized possession? And I think that if you thought about it, and probably want not even a heartbeat, you say, life. And for the faithful child of God, you would say, life with my Savior. Don't live your life knowing that you are not living a life that pleases the Lord, pleases God. Since you have life and you know you're going to live forever, you also know that you're going to be judged by the God who gives life and who has created everything. So wisdom says, make your calling and election sure. Let me make sure that I'm living a life on His earth, a life that He has given me in favor with Him. It doesn't make any kind of sense to live on His earth in the body that He gave you and to have life that He put in you, in your body that came out from Him. That's really shown of love. So let us, as He has blessed us to come into this year of 2018, live in such a way that you will hear Him and that we will hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if you don't like church, you don't want to go to heaven. Because I believe they have church up there, worshiping God all the time. No night there. Everything is day, day, day. And I want to go. I'm in no hurry to go. But as He sees fit. But we need to be in a hurry to make sure that I have done what He said in His book, in order for me to go and live with Him. Now, you don't have to know that, you don't have to obey the book to die. But you must know the book, what's in the book, if you're going to live with him forever. Wisdom says, if you have any knowledge at all, I need to know what's in this book. There is a book in the New Testament that I want to call your attention to for just a few minutes. It's in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, as we embark upon this new year, enhancing on what I have shared with you thus far. You see a church here and a church there, here, church there, church everywhere, church. And when you hear a preacher preach that's a member of the Church of Christ, you might think that he is being very derogatory regarding other churches because they think they're the only one right. No, that's not our idea. That's God's idea. That's God's idea. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Jesus told his apostles, you have your Bibles. I ask you to go to 1 Peter. Let's go to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, I believe it is, and chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Always question preachers. Always question preachers. If you have a sound question, if he's given you book, chapter, and verse, no point in questioning him, because if he's honest, he's not going to change. But in Acts chapter 1, we're familiar with the fact that Jesus came from glory, stayed upon the earth for 33 years. At the age of 30, because that was the rule in the law during his lifetime, you could not become a teacher until you were at least 30 years of age. So at the age of 30, he became an itinerant preacher. He chose 12 men, the apostles. He chose 12 men to teach, to train, that would carry on his message after he left planet Earth, because he didn't come to stay. He knew that even though he chose him, he knew that one would betray him. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus is meeting for the very last time with his apostles. Beginning with verse 1, for the former treatise have I made with Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to preach, to live, to do, and to preach, or teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through or by the Holy Ghost, had given commandments. Hello? He had given what? Commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his death, burial, and resurrection. Your Bible says passion. Being seen of them for 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them. Hello? That's in verse 4. Not suggested to them. Commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait for the promise of the Father. Which said he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in just a little while with the Holy Ghost. Your Bible says not many days hence or in the future. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they looked, he was taken up. Up, up, up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Isn't it something to see an airplane fly across the sky? But to see a man, a human being, floating on air, no machinery around him anywhere. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went out, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus." Is that in your Bible? "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner," just like he went, "that you have seen him go into heaven." Then they went on to Jerusalem like Jesus had told them to do. When you read, continue to read, he told them to wait there until they're baptized with the Holy Spirit. And as you continue to read the book of Acts chapter 1 and 2, you find that at the very beginning of Acts chapter 2, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and began to speak, began to preach God's gospel on planet Earth for the very first time that had ever been preached in its completeness. They were in Jerusalem. Thousands of Jews were there from different parts of the world then. And they came together when they heard the apostles preaching, because all of them were speaking. There were people there from all different countries speaking different languages. So the apostles, as they spoke by the power of the Holy Spirit, they spoke in different languages just by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the people heard them in their own language as the apostles preached. Crowd gathered. And then Peter said something very shocking to that crowd. I believe it's about verse 37, where he told them that same Jesus that you all crucified 50 days ago, that was the Savior. When they heard this, they were shocked or pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Well, you go and pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins." That is nowhere in the Bible that a preacher told a non-Christian to pray for anything. Verse 37, they asked the question, "What shall we do?" They realized that they had killed the Savior that they had been looking for, their forebears had been looking for. "What shall we do?" Peter answers them in verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's not my sermon this morning. Just a few introductory remarks. Look out. Be careful. Your most prized possession. Name the one thing that you possess, that you believe, as God, as you read God's Word, as you read the Bible, what do you believe that you possess that is the most beneficial, most precious to you? So precious that you would be willing to give your life to keep. Is there anything you have like that? You utterly refuse to give it up, to give it away, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. And by the grace of God, neither will you let anybody take it away from you. What is that? Let's walk through a few verses of this 1 Peter chapter 1. We see so many millions of people here, there, and yon, year in and year out, living as though they don't know that there is a Bible. In 1 Peter chapter 1, your Bible says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." Elect or chosen. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father Did you get that? Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, talking about Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, did you get that? All because of his abundant mercy, his great love, hath begotten us again, has given us an opportunity and the privilege of coming back into a relationship with he and all of the heavenly hosts. Begotten us again unto a living or lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Two, he has brought us to an inheritance that never fades. It's incorruptible. It's undefiled. And it fadeth not away. Oh, listen now. Reserved in heaven for you. Does it sound like a place you like to go when you leave here? Amen. Who? Individuals? Obedient? Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed, at the last time. No matter what happens to a faithful child of God, kept by the power of God, it doesn't matter. We read about even the apostles. Jesus chose 12 apostles. Matthias replaced Judas, I believe. So he still had 12 apostles preaching the gospel. Of those 12 apostles, only one died a natural death. Others killed because they were preaching and teaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 5 again. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice about that, the fact that you're sons and daughters of God. Though now, for a little while, you may be going through some challenges. Though now, listen, look. Do you realize what Peter just said? Though now, for a season, if need be, if it's necessary, you are going through some difficulties, some challenges, being sons and daughters of God. That the trial of your faith, your difficulties, your challenges, the mistreatment that you're receiving, it's a trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise your faith. Do you understand? He's saying, be faithful no matter what you do, what you go through, in order to be faithful. Praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Jesus Christ when he comes back. Whom having not seen, you haven't seen him. But we have preached him to you. Ye love, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Did you get it? Did you get it? No matter what you go through, no matter what you may endure, hold on to God's unchanging hand, because every day, no matter who is doing what and what is doing what, every day, all day long, you're remaining faithful to God, and God recognizes that, and no matter what happens, you're on your way to glory. Isn't that good news? That's when you know that you're walking with the Lord. But if you don't know what the Lord says, if you don't know what the Lord wanted you to do, how are you going to walk with the Lord if you don't know his will? Let's do verse 8 again. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, and we don't see him, yet you remain faithful. Still believing,
No matter what you're going through, no matter what's put on you, you're rejoicing. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because I know I'm in favor with God and I'm on my way to see Him. No matter what happens on earth, I'm in favor with God. That's what you want to be sure about. Make your calling and election sure. Don't base it on friends. Base it upon what you can read in God's book itself. Receiving the end of your faith. What do you want your faith to bring you to? If you have any knowledge of the Word of God, you want your faith to bring you to that point where God, you will hear the Father say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Is that in your Bible? At your leisure, read Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Let's see. Of which salvation the prophets in the Old Testament, they heard about it. They wanted to know more about it, but it didn't come to the world through a man, through men preaching, until the New Testament. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory and the glory that should come as a result of his suffering, unto whom it was revealed that not unto everyone, that's true, but unto us who were his servants, unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have done what? Preach the gospel unto you, the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels, didn't even know the details. Wherefore, stand up, walk up, look up, gird up your loins, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end. Hold on to God's unchanging hand to the end, for the grace is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So then, let us live our lives on planet Earth as what? As obedient children, not fashioning ourselves or yourselves according to the former lusts in your lack of wisdom. Your Bible says in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you, is that in your Bible? As he which has called you, what about it? Be holy. Be holy. So be you holy in all manner of conversation. Take your time. Study. Study the Word of God and check behind all preachers. You want to be sure they're preaching what thus saith the Word of God without addition or subtraction. But study. You don't know when God's going to call you off planet Earth. Study, believe, read, study, believe it, obey it, to make your calling and election sure. And you will understand that it's your most prized possession. But God so loved the world that he did what? God so loved the world that he gave. He would not send any miss message. In other words, if you believe it, you would miss being in favor with him. He did what he did. He sent his son because he loved us. He created us to live with him forever. He provided us, even though just the first human being sinned and countless millions of others afterwards and still doing that. God wants human beings to come one day and live with him. But he's not taking everybody. And he doesn't have to hurry. He doesn't have to. He's given. Listen, you got a minute? God has given us a word to read, to study, to believe, and obey. But he can wait. It doesn't make any difference to him how long it takes for enough folk to live, learn his Bible, know his word, live the life he wants them to live in such a way that he will bring them to his heaven. He doesn't have to worry about tomorrow. He doesn't have to worry about a million years. He can wait until he can get a number that he wants. It's up to him. Don't you want to be in that number? Don't you want to be in that number? And by being in that number, well, if God has a number, by being in that number, we are blessing God, and he's blessing us, and we're blessing him. Oh, he's rejoicing over the righteous, because if we have done his will, why would you go and put your time, effort, and energy in an institution that you can't read about in the Bible? He had 12 apostles. All of them preached the same gospel, and none of them preached about two churches, three churches, or four churches. Preached about one church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. How many is one? One is less than two, but it's more than none. And thank God for it. God showed his love. God wanted others to know of his love. He made it known by his action. He gave his only begotten Son. He continues to make it known by his action. He continues to bless us each and every day because he loves us. And he wants us to obey him because of his love. Don't get too busy to study the Word of God, to know the Word of God, and to obey the Word of God. God, through his Son, has blessed us with the glorious privilege of eternal salvation. Eternal salvation. Now, no matter who you are, human beings, listen now, human beings come from the same source. Human beings came out from God. Now, how you live on planet Earth, that's your decision. If you can live right, you go and live with the Lord. If you don't live right, you don't cease to be. You don't cease to be. Just like the folk go to heaven, they're going to live. Just like the folk go to hell, they're going to live. Forever. The folk in heaven don't want to leave. The folk in hell can't leave. Make a decision. What is on this earth that's worth so much to you that you're willing to risk your life when you have the Word of God to read it, to study it, to believe it, to obey it? Why would you make such a decision? Oh, church, there's a whole lot more in this chapter, but I'm not going to read the whole chapter yet. The writer says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Come on to yourself and stay at yourself. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Come unto God, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. Now, no, I'm not through, but I'm going to stop. Watch it. God keeps a record on everyone. When you read Revelation chapter 20, it talks about the final roundup of human affairs. It talks about judgment day, end of the earth. The Bible talks in plain English. He brought at the judgment. Everybody's going to be there. Nobody can play hooky. Everyone will be there. That's in your Bible, Revelation chapter 20. God will bring the record on every human being that has ever lived, according to that. And we are going to be judged out of those things which are written in our book, based upon the Word of God. That's there. You can read it now or later. We're going to be judged out of the record that God keeps. You see, folk that don't do things, some things they don't want other folk to know, and they try to hide them. You might hide them from whoever you want them to be hidden from. But God has a record. He sees everything everywhere. It's going to be in your book at the judgment. You want to hear God say at the final roundup, "Well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher. I'll make you ruler over many." Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? Every person that we read about that died in favor with God, they died as a result of obeying God's gospel, as it's written in the Bible. Why do you think God's going to save folk that his son didn't die for? He plainly says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, if you can't read it, don't believe it's the Lord's. Obey the gospel that you can read. You'll be so glad that you did. And not only do that, once you do that, help someone else. They asked a question to Peter in Acts chapter 2 that I alluded to at the very beginning. You can read it for yourself in Acts chapter 2. Thousands heard him preach the gospel for the first time by the power of the Holy Spirit. At the very beginning in chapter 2, all of the apostles were preaching. And they were speaking in different languages because there were different people from all different countries. Peter became the chief spokesman in verse 17 of Acts chapter 2. And when he came to verse 37, he told that motley crowd, as I said heretofore, that same Jesus that y'all killed 50 days ago, he's with his Father. He's resurrected. That shocked them. Verse 36 says, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? We've heard your gospel preaching. What shall we do?" Peter never prayed. He never mentions prayer. Never. No apostle ever told a sinner to pray to become a Christian. "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said, verse 38, you can turn in your Bible. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward, from this wicked generation." Then they, not everybody, but then they gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you a Christian? What did you do for God to save you? Do you read about anybody else in the Bible that God saved to say the way you say you were saved? If not, get right. Do it right. Do it right. Here's, you heard. I don't know if you believe, but if you have, believe. Repent. Be godly sorrowful for the sinful life that you've lived. Confess Jesus to be Lord and Lord of Lord and King of Kings, to be the Son of God. Buried in water baptism. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized.
for the remission of your sins. And you know what God will do? He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll add you to his church. He will adopt you as his son or his daughter. If I'm wrong in what I'm preaching, you help me. If you're wrong in what you believe, I hope I can help. I've helped you. If you're in the body, you're in the Church of Christ, that's not going to guarantee, that is no guarantee that you're going to go to heaven. You must be faithful after you become added to the body of Christ. Must be a faithful child of God. Just like your parents, you needed to be a faithful child. Well, no, you probably don't get whippings now. But when my coming along a few years ago, they used to whip. And they always had a whipping instrument. They never was without a whipping incident. And if they didn't have it right now, it was just a minute. And there it go. Make your calling an election sure. And if you're in the body of Christ, you know the gospel of Christ, don't be foolish. Like you don't know what to do and how to live, how he wants you to live. Be faithful unto death is his commandment. Amen. I want folks saved. God, that's why I preach. And I don't need to preach if I don't want people to be saved. I don't need to preach. But I can't make you be saved. But I can give you the word of God. Your decision. And if you've been slothful, negligent, not a good example for your brothers and sisters in Christ, renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Come on home. Hell is too hot, and heaven is too wonderful to miss it. May God bless you to make a decision as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing?
Oh, yeah.